Hello and welcome to Real Estate Hot Topics Property Management. Today our topic is Net Promoter Scores, known as NPS in our industry. Joining me is Mr. Joel Davis from Image Property. Joel, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me, Lee.
Joel, NPS was introduced to you by some of the greats of real estate that you would follow around and go and check out their seminars, and probably some of the most significant property management stories in Australia, be it the sale of Pro Rentals, the sale of Rental Express. A lot of these companies had to really lift the bar to get to this place where the business was valuable based on someone coming in and saying, well, how do I know if that is true? If I'm purchasing all this, how do I know this is not a work of fiction, what you're telling me? Show me an independent view, meaning the customer, of what they think about the business. And for those that have taken on the NPS, and it's not just property management, right across the business world, Qantas use NPS. And what they're trying to achieve now is this neutral accountability that isn't someone's view anymore. But Joel, take me right back to the beginning. When and why did NPS come into Image Property?
Yeah, Lee, it was one of the influences that I've always taken a lead from. Chris Rolls was the one who stressed the importance of it to me. And I've always taken his advice, and it was one of the best pieces of advice I ever received. And basically, we started doing it almost 2.5 years ago now. And we started with one survey out to every tenant and every owner that we had. And look, the first one we ever did, obviously a lot of feedback with regards to different types of feedback around the tenants' feedback, the owners' feedback, feedback about performance of staff, but also feedback about the way the business handled certain items. So to begin with, it was quite overwhelming, but I was just really happy that we did it because we did it when we weren't anywhere near as good as we are right now. And that's my favourite part of it. I wanted to know where we were. I wanted to be able to understand where we were in that process, and I wanted to see the improvement as we made the changes that I was planning on making. Because one of the worst things I think you could do is make all of these changes and presume that they have been good and that they have been well received and that everything's on track. Because, Lee, there's been times where I've made changes and it had a negative impact. And I know because I ask 3 times a year, every single tenant, every single owner, we ask, we track that feedback, and we use that feedback to be able to sit down with staff and assess different strengths and weaknesses and work on what they need work on. We use it to be able to identify whether or not the structure of the business is correct given the size that the business has gotten to, because as the business grows, the structure needs to change. And I'm guided by my clients as to what they expect and what I need to do to keep them happy.
It's sent by email at the moment, and later on today we have Justin Cardello chatting with us about the textable NPS, and I know you've had some involvement of contributing why that would be a good thing, but sticking to what we have as factual today, what's some of the questions that's in the NPS score, in the NPS send out, and can you overload this?
Yeah, look, I definitely think you can. For me, it really is just about the ultimate question. So the ultimate question is, on a scale of 0 to 10, how likely would you be to refer us to a friend or a family member? That's it. That's the only question. And then off the back of that question, if they were to score you a 0 to 6 at that point in time, what would Image Property have to do to get a higher score? If they were to score you a 7 or an 8, what would Image Property have to do to get an even higher score? If they were to score you a 9 or a 10, what is it that Image Property do well? So there's only one triggered follow-up question to the core answer, but they don't even need to fill those out, Lee. Once they've hit a number, that is effectively the completion of the survey. If they would like to give additional information, that's great, and they've got the ability to do so. But from a statistics point, that number will automatically formulate a score, which gives me everything I really need to know.
So when you're doing it 3 times a year, or when you first started, brought the impact, how often you're doing it is 3 times a year. You make the phone calls yourself. What's the approach when you're following up a negative score?
I love the opportunity to be able to follow up a negative score because A, I'm going to learn something, and B, I've got an opportunity to stop someone from leaving if it's an owner. So if it was to be an owner league, I'd call every single landlord that scores my business below a 7. So 0 to 6 makes you a detractor. So a detractor is somebody that is actively thinking about leaving your business, actively saying not nice things about your business to people that they know. So in terms of the phone call to those people, I would just call those people and ask what the primary reason for the score was and see if I could come to a resolution of that problem they've got, or at least learn the lesson.
And sometimes, Joel, someone's giving you a negative score, but they didn't quite understand the question. I remember one, you got a negative score because when you asked, you know, would you refer to a family member, they didn't live in your area or state and thought, that's a no.
Yeah, absolutely. He actually scored the same thing and said, move to Perth as the comment. So, you've obviously got to go through and for the reasons of making sure that it is fair, because the staff bonuses are worked off the back of this NPS as well. You know, so I make sure we do go through and call every single owner and every single tenant that scores us below a 7 to qualify that information.
Well, let's look at a scenario where, be it in your business or any business you've been working with around the country, where we're seeing a negative score to a property manager. What's your approach and how do they feel about the results and their future?
Yeah, Lee, basically I think one of the big keys to this is that you need to have minimum expectations with regards to your score, and I wouldn't set those until such time as you've got your first score back. So if your first score comes back and your first score is 20 for your owners, then perhaps your minimum expectation would be 10 and the goal for that score would be 30. You know, at that point in time, you wouldn't want to be seeing it go down. You would want to see improvement. But if you're happy with where they were and the 20 is what you're after, then so be it. But I think minimum expectations are very important. We do have minimum expectations in our business. So minimum expectation for owner satisfaction is 40. If they're below that, then at that point in time, the staff member will be helped and will be given additional training in order to get them above our minimum expectations. And then we do have the goal, which for us in our business at the moment is 80. That's where we're looking to move it.
Joel, to get a score of 40, what does that mean?
So, Lee, basically your positive ones, which is your 9s and your 10s, are going to be offset by any negatives that they've got. So effectively, you can look at it like a percentage. So 40 of your owners are promoters, but that can be based off detractors as well. So if, for example, you were to have 10 of your clients that you'd surveyed, and out of the 10 clients that you had 5 of them that gave you a 10 out of 10, that would be a score of 100 until such time as you offset that with any negatives that there were. So if there were to be 5 detractors, 0 to 6, that would bring your score right back down to 0. So in order to get to a score of 40, you may have only received 5 9s and 3 6s, which would have given you your score because of the offset.
So that gives you this middle level to understand, yes, lots of people are happy, but the detractors are affecting your score. What approach do you then take with your property manager or team member?
The NPS scores are always different. And they're always interesting. Sometimes it can actually be that they've got a couple of detractors and we understand what the problems are. We understand what the reasons are and we'll work on that. You know, it may have been the communication wasn't good enough. Okay, what was it about communication? Was it the communication around the listing and when it was online, they weren't getting updated regularly enough? Was it the communication around the vacate? Whatever part of the process that the landlord indicated they had an issue with the communication around, it's important to focus on that part, because some property managers, in my experience, will be great at giving feedback when the listing's online. However, when the vacate process happens, they don't understand the importance of giving really good quality information at that time. So it is very important that you do get direct examples from the detractors that you're talking to in order to be able to apply direct training. And one of the other pickups that we noticed was we did have a couple of portfolios where they actually had very, very few detractors, but they also had very, very few promoters. They had a whole lot of passive clients. So your 7s and your 8s, which will give you a 0. So if you've got a lot of 7s and an 8s and you get a negative, your score very quickly goes into the negatives. So you really do need those promoters. And what we found with those people that had passive clients was a real lack of phone engagement. That was the primary finding that we had. It was the staff that spent less time on the phones and did a whole lot of their communication via email. Because, Lee, Honestly, rapport is built over the phone, not via text.
And this is something we've discussed in one of our previous programs, that many property managers feel they're doing well if they don't have to make any phone calls. And some trainers are saying, you know, the owners shouldn't be allowed to ring you. You're doing the job. All that's just crazy thinking when anyone who's got an investment property wants to know where it's up to, and a phone call is going to be well received unless the client has specified my preferred method of contact is text message. So you could get a bad score if I said to you, get hold of me by text, and you keep ringing me. That would just mean you didn't listen. But the whole reason for this is action can be taken to rectify what's going wrong. Have you ever had to exit any people of the business due to this?
Yeah, Lee, we have. There's probably only two at this point in time after been doing it for 2.5 years. Look, they were going to be exited anyway, but it was a great management tool in terms of being able to point to clear and exact examples of why we were moving them out of the business. So it will very quickly let anybody have their say. Every tenant is getting surveyed. So if you've done the wrong thing by a tenant and you presume that they're not going to get their opportunity to talk to the owner of the business, that's a mistake, because I will call all of those tenants that score us below a 7. So in terms of getting that feedback, we get that feedback, we qualify that feedback, which is very important. You know, there is always two sides to a story. Obviously, your immediate response is to take the side of your staff member, but when you've done enough homework and when you've investigated the situation, it's going to be clear as to whether or not you were being lied to or they manipulated the story. So for us, basically, it really did help with clearly identifying the need to move them on faster than we'd actually planned on doing so. When I got the score back, and Lee, the worst score I've ever seen, negative 64 for tenants. So it was overwhelming, the feedback. And when I made those phone calls, the situation was much worse than I was actually aware of. This is going back 2 years now, but you know, for me, I probably would have waited for the right time to move that staff member on, as opposed to getting this feedback and doing it immediately.
John, what's been the best wins from the NPS, from a leadership perspective, that's allowed you to take the leadership direction?
The biggest win for me has been able to let the scores do the talking. You know, recently, the best example I can give you is that 82% of all negative feedback, which, bear in mind, was 42 owners out of 1,700, 82% of that feedback and the feedback from the tenants was about maintenance and the communication around maintenance. At that point in time, 2 days after making those phone calls, I put a plan in place to take maintenance off every single one of my property managers and make it a full-time position, with very, very clear expectations on the communication around maintenance. At that point in time, we saw our tenant score go in a period of 4 months from 13 to 35. The single biggest jump we've ever had. But right at the same time, Lee, if I got that from 13 to 35, the amount of detractors that I got rid of and the amount of promoters that we've created is so significant. But the byproduct of it is no complaints. I haven't received a phone call from a tenant living in one of our properties about maintenance not being done quickly enough, not being communicated about, in 4 months now. It is probably one of the most significant changes we've made to the business in recent years in terms of restructuring the entire business, but also just in terms of actually putting something into place that had such a significant impact on the quality of our service so quickly.
Well, for immediate action, that's just a brilliant example of the NPS. Now, let's discuss the way it's being done. Everyone's using the MailChimp-style email sender, and we've all got a concern that email can get lost. Justin Cardillo has now built the mobile textable version where they can poll and actually put their score in. If it's a high score, the robot can then shoot back another message saying, thank you for your high score. You can have any message you like. But if it was a low score, thank you so much for giving us this feedback. Joel Davis from our team will be in contact with you to further look into it, make sure we can meet your expectations. So where do you feel the text base is going to have more cut through?
Yeah, Lee, we know it does for a fact because we've done it once, and that's how Justin and I started talking. We did it through another product, and we didn't actually realise at the time, until such time as the survey was sent out, that there was no way of knowing who the responses were from. That is such a massive mistake because it didn't allow me to be able to call and get the feedback I needed. And I know that I would have lost management because of it, Lee. We had owners that came back and scored us a 2 or a 3, And I think if you give them an opportunity to score you a two or three and then you don't follow up with them, you've just guaranteed that they'll leave. So that's when I started talking to Justin. And Justin has come up with a system that allows for us to identify who that text is from so that you can contact them directly and get the feedback that you need in order to retain the property, which is massively important. So, yeah, Lee, in terms of the time that we did send it, our average response rate at the moment is around 38% when we're doing it via MailChimp and doing it via email. When we did it via text, it was 72%.
So we're going to get rapid more feedback. And those people that aren't an email responder, which is me, yet a text responder, yes, we're going to see this more impactful report coming through that we can take better action on.
Absolutely, Lee. And the higher the response rate, the more accurate the feedback. So I think it's really important.
Well, Joel, we're going to cross to our interview with Mr. Justin Cadello from the IntelliMessaging Company. And a lot of people know Justin because in the sales arena, he was the person that developed with us the robotics, where you can text a word, it comes back, and that's being used all over Australia now for capturing data. So let's cross into our interview on NPS. And Joel, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Lee.
One of the biggest breakthroughs we've seen in property management is the introduction of NPS, Net Promoter Scores. And over the many years, when we look at these big rent rolls, above 1,000, above 2,000, they all claim their success on having measurement of their people. What is the response from the customer, the client, and how is that rated? The challenge has been that NPS has always been done through email. And during a conversation with our head of digital, Justin Cadillo from IntelliMessage, I brought up the point of why has no one ever done it in SMS? And in Australia, it's always been done via email. In the States, they have seen an SMS provider. But now, Net Promoter Scores can be done through a digital dashboard direct to the consumer, direct to your landlord in an SMS format. He joins me today to share the news, Mr. Justin Cadillo. Justin, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Lou.
Now, Justin, you are known as the man with the robot because in the sales world, we've been doing our text backs and robotic marketing, and you're the SMS gateway for many of the service providers of real estate salespeople. What's the Net Promoter Score for property management that you've now created as a survey process?
Okay, Lee. So basically, Net Promoter Score is a single question survey which businesses can use to survey their customer base in reference to the quality of the service that they're providing to their customer base. So the question is, a single question, on a scale of 1 to 10, please rate our service in relation to the service that we provide you. So the consumer receives this predominantly in the past via email, and they respond with a number, 0 through to 10. Now this number is then used by the business to rank
the performance level of the staff?
The performance level of their business or the service that they're providing. So the way it works is that a score between 0 to 6 is commonly referred to as a detractor. A score between 7 and 8 is commonly referred to as a passive score, and a score of 9 to 10 is commonly referred to as a promoter. So basically what the business is trying to achieve by putting an NPS survey out to their customer base is how they rank in the minds of their customer. So the lower the score suggests that their business is in some trouble or has some issues to deal with.
Or that portfolio is in trouble.
That's correct.
I know in our instance of Joel Davis, 2,000 plus properties, but it was one portfolio that one person was handling where the drama was. All the detractors were in that group. They could actually attend to that person. Could be a training issue, could be a beliefs issue, but it's definitely something you can take action upon versus you never know and it just keeps going on for years.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's the main purpose of the NPS via SMS that we've built, is that it enables the owner of the business to get the feedback that they require on their staff and the performance of their business. So in the example of a real estate practice that is running a property management portfolio, they might have 5 or 6 property managers looking after their landlords. Basically, they can do an NPS survey on the properties held by each of the property managers and get a reflective score back on the property manager. So the overall score might be high, but there might be one property manager out of the 5 or 6 that might be dropping the ball. So therefore, the property owner or the real estate practice owner needs to know this information via the score received back from the customers.
Now, in doing the research, in Australia, it's always been done via email, but the engagement rate's a lot lower than it's been proven to be in text. What did you find out there?
Okay, so it's a very good point. The statistics around email and SMS are definitive. In respect of NPS, we've done the research and we've found that with an email sent, an NPS survey sent via email, 20% on average were opened, but only 5% were replied to. So basically, you're only getting a 5% return on your email survey. Whereas we've done the research that an NPS survey that was sent via SMS received a much higher reply rate. We don't have the statistics on the open rate of an SMS, but the reply rate was upwards of 25%. So that's five times the return on an email NPS survey.
Now, because we're using the text-based program that you've created to do the survey, we can also bring in the robotics now that if a certain reply is received, the robot can send out a certain response. How would that work?
Okay, so the portal that we've built allows the users of the portal to set up an automatic or robotic reply based on the score that the consumer sends back to the initial survey question. So as I said, the question will be on a scale of 1 to 10, please rate the performance of the business. The system allows you to set up three replies, one for those that are replying with a number of 0 to 6 being a detractor, which may read something like, sorry for the low score, how can we improve our performance moving forward? Those that reply 7 and 8 get another reply message, which might read something like, thank you for your score, one of our property managers will be in contact with you to discuss your score, something along those lines. Whereas a 9 or a 10, which is a really high score, the reply might go back something like, thank you for giving us such a great score, we aim to continue with our service.
If we want to call that person back, identify them, it's purely by the mobile number they responded from?
That's right. So the scenario is the same with the NPS portal as it is with the robot marketing portal. The system will capture the phone number of the person that is replying with the unique score. So that's very important to point out, is you're just not getting the mobile phone numbers of the people that are sending back a reply. You're actually getting the unique mobile phone number attached to the reply that they've sent back in. So you can identify each of your customers with the reply that they're sending back.
Well, Justin, you stepped me through prior to us coming on air. We did our research today. And I've got to say, we went through on your iPad. It's funky software. It's simple to use. It's not like a big clunky database. The dashboard's alive. So you set one up for me as if I was getting a NPS score for my seminar. And as you text in, I'm seeing the dashboard change its colour, move up in its score rate. Very simple to use. Now, Justin, how long did it take you to learn how to use the software?
The software is basically as simple as the software as we've designed or made in all of the products that we've produced. 10 to 15 minutes is about the limit on the training that you need, Lee.
It's very intuitive. I looked at it and said I could work that out myself. And it doesn't just have to be on property management. You may be surveying all your vendors for 2018 of how was our performance. It can be done for any type of survey.
That's correct. I mean, we've built this with the real estate industry in mind, specifically for the property managers. But the use of the NPS survey is across all industries, and any customer or any business that wants to survey their customer base, it's a perfect tool for that scenario.
Justin, for those that want to ring you directly, how do they get hold of you?
Well, my mobile number is 046-888-4606, or the Intelli sales number is 1300-015-013. Alternatively, my email address is justinc@intellisms.com.au.
Well, Justin, great innovation. Thank you for doing it for the real estate industry. I know it was a request to, could we do this by SMS rather than email? And the product's done, it's finished. Justin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate it.